Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gene Marks is here, too. Gene's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 8 years he's been joining us. He's the founder of the Marks Group. He's the author of a number of books, which I've told you about, some of which I've helped launch on this show. Outfoxing the Small Business Owner, In God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash. That's just two. Of course, his book of lists are famous, legendary, one of those three. And many of you have seen his handsome face on television. He does a lot of that. And he's here to talk to us about a recent survey that the Hartford did from you, ask you questions about yourselves. And he's our good friend, Gene Marks. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me on. And by the way, first and foremost, I mean, I run my own company, right? I have a 10-person business, so
You're just like us, aren't you?
Yeah, you got it. And is it true you interview 1,000 people a year?
Over 1,000 live interviews every year. That's right.
It's amazing. Good for you.
Well, I appreciate it.
It's really impressive.
Well, it's, and I don't have to tell you that how worthy the people you and I work for. Yeah. Are, and it's what makes me do what I do and makes you do what you do. Gene, one of the things that I want you to talk to us about is what you've learned in this recent survey for small business owners. How do they feel about themselves? What do they think about being small business owners?
Right. So first of all, let me just tell you a little bit about the survey, Jim. So, I mean, it's the Hartford Group, right? It's Hartford Insurance, right? It's
right.
A small business success study. They interviewed over 2,000 business owners around the country, asking about how they feel and what their challenges are. And it was a fascinating survey, particularly coming from somebody who's also a small business owner. I mean,
mm-hmm.
They found that 77% feel, and we're here in 2014,
right.
77% of us feel successful. Which is up significantly since last year. I mean, last year was like 70%. That was all the way back even to 2011. It was around 70%. So, I mean, you're talking about a large, large number of small businesses.
Can I give you a number to overlay on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Not knowing you were going to be here this week, a week
yep.
ago, we asked our audience, how do you feel today about your decision to be a small business owner?
Right.
66% said they never regretted it.
Yep.
13% said things started out rocky, but it's going great now. That's 79% positive. That's right. This completely overlays your number.
And yeah, it makes complete sense,
yeah.
Doesn't it? And different people define success differently. You know what I mean? You know, and I don't know how you define success. I mean, for me, it's always, balance and financial security and control. And
happy. How about some happiness thrown in there?
Yeah, happiness. I mean,
Gene,
I think that all adds up.
You know what I mean? I mean, you've been an employee. I've been an employee. I wasn't always happy as an employee.
Right. Now, and you're different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't imagine going back and being an employee.
Gene, you and I are unemployable. Don't worry about that.
It's true.
After all these years, we're not employable anymore.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would want to hire me either. But you know what, Jim, what was also interesting about the study is that 77% of small business owners feel they're successful, and yet, two-thirds of them, 67% of them, did not hire anybody last year.
Yeah.
So, you're thinking like, geez, you have all these business owners that are out there, you're feeling good, you're feeling successful, I mean, must be rolling in the money, but nobody's hiring. I mean, that's an enormous amount of people that are...
I have a couple of reasons why, but I want to know what you think is the reason they're not hiring first.
I'm curious to hear your reasons. So first of all, the study found a few reasons, right? I mean,
what are they? What did the study say?
The biggest reason that the Hartford study found was that businesses are not growing, right? So, and I can speak to that.
That's part of it.
I got 10 people in my company, and I've had 10 people for the past 5 years. We're making money, and I do feel successful, but I'm not adding people on because we're not growing. I mean, the economy is...
There seems to be a lid on opportunity, doesn't there?
There really does. I mean, other things in the study, a lot of business owners felt like, look, I just can't afford to hire. I'm just more conservative than I am. I don't really want to take those risks.
Isn't it interesting? So let's think about what that tells us, Gene.
Yep.
We've got 8 out of 10 small business owners who love what they do, basically. More than one survey showing that.
Right.
And survey after survey, in the last 3 or 4 years, survey after survey has shown the small business owners are very happy about themselves, but they're not so much happy about what's going on around them.
Yep, that's
and that's
exactly
what you're,
right.
And when you got small business owners who aren't hiring and aren't looking to hire, aren't investing and aren't looking to invest, aren't borrowing and aren't looking to borrow, that tells you that they're, whether they're happy about themselves or not, they're not excited about what's going on around them. So here's my point. If they could get excited about what's going on around them, think about what this economy could do.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that level of excitement and enthusiasm is not there. But, I mean, there are some other things that are going on, you know, Jim, as well. I mean, you know, I'm going to get back. I want to point back to the survey, right?
Right.
I mean, a lot of business owners are, they're feeling way more fiscally responsive as it is. They're again, taking risks, right? I mean, they're sitting on their cash. The survey found that 55% of small business owners are more financially conservative.
Yeah.
And now they're operating their businesses now than when they were, you know, before the recession. And I think a lot of that to do. I mean, I know the recession was back in 2008, 2009, and this is like 5 years later. But I don't know if you feel the same thing, but
well,
you know, a lot of my clients are still smarting from it. You know,
well,
I mean,
here's the thing. What I think those people are telling you, and I actually wrote an article about this about 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and that is that if there is a silver lining in what happened in 2008 and 2009, it's that small business owners deleveraged, and the people who are the ones who are still surviving, who have survived all that, they figured out how to run their business more efficiently, more effectively, more productively, like you and I have. And
right.
That means and here's the silver lining: we are financially stronger. We've got a better balance sheet than we probably had 5 years ago, even though we probably had more sales.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I remember back before the recession, I was saying to my wife, you walk around my neighborhood and there was like a nail salon every night. And I bite my nails, but they're like, you know, there are like 80 nail salons,
yeah.
You know, within like a 5 mile radius. I'm thinking, who is going to all these nail salons? And of course, you know, the economy was booming.
Right.
The recession came along and now there's like, you know,
they're
like
all gone.
Five nail salons. Right.
Yeah.
So it's the strong do survive. And you're right. The ones that weathered the storm are more financially strong. They're that much more savvy
right.
and smart. And they're more fiscally conservative, and I think that's what, you know, what the study showed, is that,
there's,
you know,
that,
you got more than half of the people out there saying, look, I'm watching my money right now.
And they're not borrowing money. We also ask them, you know, if with your next growth spurt, are you going to borrow money or are you going to grow organically? And
right.
almost all of them said we're going to go organically.
Well, that's another interesting point that you bring
yeah.
up. I mean, still in that study, when business owners were asked about borrowing money and getting financing, you'd be surprised, more business owners, 36% to 31%, were actually using their own personal
mm-hmm.
funds
mm-hmm.
to expand their business. They were dipping into their savings, their retirement. If anything, they were borrowing from their friends or their family rather than going to a bank for the money because they don't want to be beholden to a bank.
That's,
I mean, you know.
That's part of it. And
right.
also part of it was, you know, the big banks left them after this,
right.
after the collapse.
That's
small
right.
banks didn't, but big ones did. We're going to come back. Gene, you got a website quickly?
Yeah, sure. This study, the website for the study, Hartford.com/success study.
Success studies on the end of Hartford.com. Quick break, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.